Ruby Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise Podcast number 272 on January 9th, 2021. Changing the world one ass at a time. My mission here at Pegging Paradise Podcasts is first and foremost to spread the word about pegging. I offer you accurate information to dispel the common myths and misconceptions. Basically, I spread the knowledge so that you can get on to the thrill of spreading your cheeks or your partners. Another part of my mission is encouraging you to explore your out-of-the-box sexual interests without shame or embarrassment. Shame is the silent saboteur of sexual satisfaction. Don't let it stop you from delving into the world of pegging and any other consensual, safe kink that calls to you. The journey can be exhilarating, breathtaking, and life-changing. If you'd like to support this mission, become a patron of my work. All patrons have access to the podcast a day early, as well as a 24/7 chat channel full of pegging aficionados from all over the world. Rewards for the various levels of monthly support include written and audio erotica to titillate and instigate. Click the Become a Patron button on my website. You can also make a yearly one-time donation and receive the same benefits as a monthly patron. Just click the one-time donation button. And one more way to support my work is by shopping at Entice Me, the little black dress of pleasure products. Head over to Entice Me and peruse a meticulously curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys specifically chosen for your thrills and satisfaction. For free shipping of your entire purchase, use the coupon code RYDER. That's RYDER. Need help figuring out which pegging equipment is the best choice for you? I offer free equipment phone consultations for customers of Entice Me, and you will be supporting my mission of spreading cheeks around the world. Okay, my first letter. I'm going to jump right in. First, I have to actually comment on how interesting it was to say 2021, because here we are in 2021. And I'm going to jump right into the first letter here. And this was in response to an ongoing kind of question that we've had here at Pegging Paradise Podcasts about occasionally receivers, when they first start exploring pegging, will have incidences of erectile dysfunction after they first start exploring it. Now, all of these have been resolved, but we've kind of been trying to figure out why that happens. And I can reassure you that there has never been anyone that I have ever heard of in doing this podcast in the 10 years that I have been teaching that has ever said, I started pegging and I could never get it up again. That's never happened, so it's really okay. But this temporary erectile dysfunction is kind of an interesting phenomenon. So here is a letter about that. Hi, I was listening to your podcast today, and you asked if anyone could answer why the guy, after being pegged, has ED the next day. Here is my theory. Accommodation. He was overstimulated by being pegged so that any penile stimulation is less stimulating to the brain than typical. Think of it as putting on some socks. You might feel when pulling them on or off, but quickly, you won't be cognizant of material touching your skin. Kind of like men have premature ejaculation issues. If they repeatedly tried to get the climax in as little time as possible, they trained the brain to send the signal to ejaculate. Sympathetic nervous system. An erection is caused by the release of nitric oxide, which goes to vasodilation, which causes an erection. This is controlled by the parasympathetic nervous system, and the only instance of vasodilation by the parasympathetic nervous system. This is my best guess. So, I looked up accommodation, I read about it, and it seems to be a term that is used in psychology in the development of children, but at the same time, it can be used when talking about adults. It was a little confusing for me. I kind of understand what you're talking about. I think if I tried to explain it, it wouldn't be in psychological terms. Clearly, you've had some training because of the physiological specificity with which you wrote these terms. I think of it as it's a whole new area of your body. you explore it, it gives you some amazing sensations, and that kind of takes over for a little while. And for whatever reason, that is what either you want the most, or that's what the body wants the most, or that's what the mind can perceive the most, is then that area of the body for a little while. And the pendulum swing always goes back. And I guess talking about desire is maybe goes hand in hand a little bit with the erectile dysfunction, the temporary, but it all gets very confusing to me. But I thought I would just throw it out there for anybody else who has a little bit more knowledge, as clearly this guy who wrote in did. Thank you so much for writing that, because, building the foundation knowledge once again. Here is my next letter. My two cents. I found a good way to have sex with my toys, hands-free, doggy style, cowgirl, etc., and spent a lot of time just practicing fucking, mostly for the purposes of stretching. Prior to this, anal was in conjunction with penile stimulation. Somehow, it came to be, I stopped that and just focused on the anal. Soon, my prostate, quote, woke up, end quote, and I began to have super pleasurable standalone prostate orgasms. These are dry and unlimited, much like a woman's multiple orgasms. It seems a lot of guys get focused and hung up on a hands-free orgasm from anal, by which they mean hands-free ejaculation, and get discouraged when they can't achieve it. This has never happened for me. I don't think I'm wired for it, and that's okay. Obviously, we're all different, but what I think is happening in my case is when my prostate is physically stimulated, it spasms and gives a feeling of orgasm without ejaculation. The only way I can ejaculate is from penile stimulation via that particular nerve pathway. Other guys are wired such that when their prostates are physically stimulated, they can ejaculate too. You may want to try something along the lines of what I did and see if you can wake up your prostate. My wife was also a great help in providing lots of prostate massage. It can be just one finger. She can reach it and stimulate it better than you can. Okay, so it's been a while since I put this on my document as one of the things I wanted to include in the podcast, and I recall it was from a conversation that was happening on Reddit, and someone was asking about the methods and hints and things like that to try and reach a hands-free orgasm. I thought this was a really good description, because I do think that most receivers out there, when they hear the word orgasm, they envision absolutely an ejaculating orgasm like they've had their whole life, right? And prostate orgasms can be very different. I've heard them described like a wave that kind of goes through your whole pelvic area, and a tingling and a sense of warmth and an amazing level of pleasure. I've heard it described that way. And perhaps there are small spasms, but it's dry. It's like not an ejaculation of the penis. So I asked for permission to put this on my podcast, and this guy graciously said yes. Thought I'd share it with you because it sounds like some great information for those of you who are kind of stuck in that idea that what you are going towards is always going to be a hands-free ejaculation, strictly from pegging or prostate stimulation. Because as this guy pointed out, obviously you're all different. Some of you are wired to be able to achieve that, and some aren't. Just like women, some are wired to have orgasms from penetration and some don't. The other thing that was being discussed on this thread was the possibility and ability to be able to have a nice thorough pegging session and orgasm that way, and then go on to have PIV and be able to get an erection. And I believe that this guy was responding to that and saying, so, you know, these orgasms are different. And there absolutely are reports of first-person sharing of guys who have a really thorough pegging session, enjoy the whole thing, and enjoy these, as this guy described, non-ejaculatory orgasms, and then after maybe a little bit of rest, go on to have PIV, which is penis and vagina, with an erection that works, basically. So I wanted to share that with you guys in order to help differentiate a little bit. So, okay, here's my next letter. Hi, Ruby. My wife and I have been together since 2007 when we were 18, and I finally told her that I've been wanting her to peg me all these years. She was taken aback by it because she is a bit vanilla when it comes to sex and sexual experiences. A bit of backstory. I was in a car accident that changed our lives in 2013, and at this time, my wife and I were in a rocky place, and I was ready to leave her. I am bisexual, and I was talking to some men, trying to build up the courage to leave my wife, as we were just in such an unhappy place, and I wanted out. But then the car accident happened, and someone died. This made me realize that life is short, and no matter what was going on then was meaningless compared to losing my soulmate, my wife. She knows this, and also knows about me talking to other men, which hurt her, and really harmed our relationship. In 2017, I was convicted of death by dangerous driving and sentenced to 3 years in jail. I got out this year, and since, we have had an amazing sexual reawakening, exploring desires we have kept from each other. Well, a few weeks ago, she asked me if I want her to fuck me with a strap-on, and knowing how upset she was when I was about to leave her, and how she is about sex in general, I played it off, putting it in her court, saying, "If that's what you want to do." When inside, I was screaming, "Fuck me right now, I've been waiting 13 years, ashamed that I want you to do this, scared that it would push you away." Well, anyway, I got excited, and a couple of days later, when I was home alone, I used her vibrator for the first time and had an amazing hands-free orgasm, and I was hooked. I then bought myself a prostate massager, and my desire for my wife to fuck me grew every day. Well, she found the massager, and she withdrew herself, thinking I wanted to leave her again. Our biggest problem has always been communication in the bedroom, and I started listening to your podcast while at work after finding it on Spotify. Today, we had a really long and in-depth talk about everything, and I let her know I've wanted this from her since we have been together. She mentioned if she was drunk enough, she might do something, but she still has struggles with our past. I understand this and know it's my fault she feels this way. Even after 7 years and a life-changing event that saved our relationship, I feel guilty for ever putting her through that. But she knows what I want and also feels guilty that I've given her everything she wants since I've been home. We've opened a dialogue thanks to your podcast, and it looks like there is some interest from her side now. She just wants to get over her fears of me leaving her for a man. Anyway, I would like to thank you for your podcast, and I hope it will work out for us soon. And this is from Steve. So, Steve, wow, thank you very much for sharing all of that. That is quite an incredible story. There's nothing like someone dying to reorient you into really realizing what is important in life. And I can't imagine how it must have felt to then be convicted and know that you were responsible for that death. I'm amazed that you two stayed connected, stayed together after you did your jail time, and are now reconnecting after you've gotten out. So kudos to both of you for managing to keep your relationship alive throughout your jail term, now that you're released, and trying to make it the best relationship that you can. Communication absolutely is essential. And it can be so, so awkward. It can be very awkward. Step into the awkward. If there is something that feels really awkward or uncomfortable, step into it and talk about it. That is how you process through things. For example, if there was a guy who, I'm just throwing some weird example out there just to give you an example of what I mean. If there was a guy I was dating and every time he kissed me, he did this weird sort of pattern thing where he kissed me and then sort of pursed his lips and did little pecking things, and I hated it, but I really liked all the other stuff about him. My task in that is to step into the awkward, because it would feel really awkward every time he kissed me. It would be something that I would do, but I wouldn't really want to do. Open my mouth, tell him, "Let me show you how I like to be kissed." So that's just one sort of strange example that popped into my head, but there are many. And when something feels like you want to hide it, or that it makes you feel uncomfortable, then often it's best to step into that and talk about it. Not necessarily in a position not necessarily in a situation where maybe you feel guilty, like you mentioned, about putting her through that before. So it's not a good idea to do this if it's solely for your benefit. In other words, I know that there's relationships where, like, someone's cheated on somebody. I know that's not the case with you, but another example, somebody's cheated on somebody and they have to confess and talk all about it to their partner so that they feel better. That's not okay. But on the other hand, in your situation, perhaps sit down and have a conversation about relationship agreements are the most important thing. And while you came close to breaking your relationship agreements, that didn't happen. And to do anything you can to try and convince her that relationship agreements have nothing to do with sexual activity. Sexual activity doesn't have an orientation. This also lines up with the whole misconception that if you have a partner who is bisexual, they're twice as likely to cheat on you because they're attracted to both genders. Totally not true. Whether or not your partner cheats on you only has to do with how much integrity and value they place on your relationship agreements and their intentions on keeping those, not whether they're bisexual or not. So I think those two things are where she's stumbling a little bit. The assumption that pegging has to do with sexual orientation, and that if she does this to you, she's going to encourage you maybe to go seek out the real thing. And this is a very common fear. And that in conjunction with that, if you're bisexual, that there's twice as many people and that you could be cheating with type of situation. Those two might be going hand in hand. I really, really commend you on trying to improve your communication. It might be good if you seek out a sex positive therapist who can help you to communicate about these things. When you explore new sexual territory and there's a lot of fears about things, sometimes it pays to have somebody help guide your way that has an objective point of view. But again, kudos to you for being there, still working on it. And it sounds like you're walking down the path carefully, and perhaps there's a few twists and turns along the way. But I do hope to hear from you at some point in time and play the music for you. Thank you one more time for sharing all of your experience with us. And if I put something up on the internet that has helped you on your path, I'm honored. Here's my next letter. I listened to the podcast today, and it's strange hearing my own words come across the airwaves. Below is more details regarding the weekend adventures. Please feel free to share any or all of it on the air if you think it'll make good content. Part 1. The weekend started 2 weeks before our resort stay was to kick off by me telling her that I had ordered some, quote, things for her birthday weekend. She was not to check the mail or open any of my packages. Over these weeks leading up to this magical weekend, I had assembled the following items. I got a spare parts Jacques harness, an Adorime double-ended dildo that vibrated on both ends and looked like a good starting point. I also ordered a butt plug trainer kit, which contained 4 different size plugs. Because I didn't expect anything particular to come from the weekend, I also bought her the womanizer, and we'd talked about getting a cock ring, so I ordered the WeVibe Verge. The supplier gave us a mystery gift, which was a nice little steel pink heart butt plug. The list is not done yet. I also ordered cleaners and lubes, as well as a tie-down kit for the bed. Lastly, I went to Michael's and grabbed a little rectangle basket and a shrink wrap basket cover. We get to the resort on Friday. I prepare and tease her by telling her that I'd need a half hour or so to prepare her gift. We ate lunch and she went to the pool for some relaxation. In the meantime, I assembled her gift basket and also wrapped the Jacques harness and her womanizer in birthday wrapping paper. I'll include a picture of the basket that you can certainly share. I loaded the basket, shrink-wrapped it, threw a blanket over it, and sat her womanizer up front. We went swimming and had a good time. She had no idea what was going down. We get back to the room and she spies the spread. I tell her that I'm going to shower and she couldn't touch anything. We both ended up showering, and she was over the anticipation. She opened the womanizer and was excited to have a new toy. Then I allowed her to remove the blanket and get her first glance at her gift basket. At first she was confused, as she thought I had just bought a basket. She ripped into it and played with the wrist cuffs and looked at the bed tie-down system. Then she removes the 5 butt plugs and says that she'd like to eventually work up to the Purple Heart one. Something to note is that my wife and I have never done any anal play. As a matter of fact, the only time we discussed pegging at all is the time she asked me if I'd be down to try it. Podcast number 112 opened my eyes and ultimately my sphincter. She opens the next box, The Verge, not sure I'd recommended this as it was not really what I expected. She moved to the DE dildo, and as soon as she opened it, she thought it was a rabbit. I asked her to just sit it down and open the last give. This was marked open last and wrapped in birthday paper again. She rips into it and her eyes light up. She was speechless and sort of in shock. I pulled her to me and I asked her if she knew what it was. She picked up the dildo again, holding them both in her hands and shaking her head. She was speechless. My wife and I have been married for 18 years. We've always had a good sex life, but things were about to get turned up. I tell her that we can use none or any of this stuff this weekend because she packed a bag with a few of our normal things in it. After she took it all in, we went to dinner. This one time, COVID was welcomed because we were far enough from others that we could talk about things. Later that night, we were sitting on the balcony drinking wine, and I asked her to put the Jacques on. I wanted to see how it fit and let me adjust it for her. She got it on and looked hot. I sorted it all out for her, and she loved it. I remember sitting on the bed. She was standing in front of me, all shy and worried-looking. I grabbed her by the harness and pulled her close. I whispered into her ear, "I want you to use this on me this weekend." She shook her head in delight. Well, it didn't happen that night. We tried some of the other things, and I was totally okay with that. The next day was her birthday. I was full of intimacy throughout the day. I wore my kilt for her at dinner, and we went on a walk on the ocean boardwalk. It was getting cold, so we headed back to the resort. We're on the bed, making out, and she seemed like she didn't know how to get the ball rolling. She didn't say anything particular, but her posture was of uncertainty. I pulled her close, playfully, and asked her if she was going to play around all night or get to fucking me already. She smiled, jumped up, and gathered her things. It was clearly the push she needed. She inserted her end of the dildo in her. I helped her slip into the Jacques, get in position, and made a couple final adjustments. Part 2. The resort we were at had this lovely sitting bench at the end of the bed. I covered it and went to my knees, laid my chest on the bed, and was anxiously awaiting. She lubed me up and herself. With my guidance, she went slow until she had the whole thing inside me. It was never painful, just new and exhilarating. Then we just paused and let things soak in. She started moving in and out, feeling things out, and having a good time. Grabbed my hair, spanked my ass, you know, the things I do to her. She turned the vibration on, and it was a game changer for me. It doubled the sensation, and I was apparently moaning. She later told me that my moans ring they her dreams. I'm not sure there's a typo here, and I'm not sure what you meant. Maybe you meant she later told me that my moans ring through her dreams. Well, we played and experimented with 3 different positions for about an hour. I did not end up climaxing from it, but with practice, I think I could. What an amazing weekend we both had. She fulfilled a fantasy, and I opened my mind to a whole new side of myself. Now, joke about her wanting a, quote, birthday present, end quote. It's our way of asking for pegging without anyone else knowing. Now it's party and celebration time. So, I know this was extremely long, but I wanted to capture the experience the best I could. There have been 2 pegging sessions, 1 anal play session with me, and 1 with her. Thank you, Ruby. You really are amazing. I cannot express how much I appreciate what you do for everyone. P.S. We're considering some non-DE dildo so she can focus on me. So we get to do some shopping real soon. And then, just at the end, says, sorry it's so long. It's okay that it's so long. Sometimes these long ones are really fun. And it has been so long, speaking of long, since I did a podcast that I'm not sure which episode this refers to or which story, and I did not take the time to look it up because it has been so long that I really want to just do this podcast to get it out. But this degree of detail was delightful and wonderful to receive and to be able to share with all of my listeners. I'm sure that everybody really enjoyed that. So good for you guys. Oh my gosh. And to do it at a resort and had, I love that you have the new code thing about, oh, birthday present time. It's so sweet and so intimate when couples have code words for stuff, because that whole way of communicating so that nobody knows what you're talking about, whether it's with a look or a code word or something like that. So intimate, so lovely. Congratulations. I am so happy if what I put out into the world helped you on your path. Yay. Okay, here's my next letter. I received a mind-bending session at the hands of my partner yesterday. It's awesome that she enjoys making me howl like a cat in heat. I've never heard myself make these noises before and wonder if the neighbors are checking their yards for horny felines. We get to giggle at me afterwards as we tidy up and check in with each other. I'm a craving Peggy, and God, I love that woman and what she can do to me. It's like I could literally feel my mind twisting inside my head as she was splitting me in half. I couldn't help but moan wantonly and call out for more force and penetration with each thrust. It was the perfect edge of pain and pleasure. I want it all the time. I read your emails and have reflected several times on the aftercare, and I realized that the checking in after our session yesterday is part of it. Even if I laugh at myself for sounding like cats whoring, it's not self-shaming. She giggles too, and we joke about it, but in no way is there the appearance of any hidden judgment or criticism. It's not phony, plastic, or disingenuous. I've had those relationships where the partner verbalizes acceptance, but you can feel a bullshit going down. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. This isn't the case, and I'm thankful that I've got a real partner in her. But this is the conundrum of it. The acceptance, the act, the aftercare, the feedback. I believe it all needs an honest-to-goodness partner, at least for me anyway. I feel somewhat sad for couples that don't have that deep level of relationship. I think of what it would be like without a good partner. I've never retained a sex worker, and I don't know any that perform pegging around here, nor do I know their level of quality. And after having heard you speak and having a conversation with you, my standards are high. Oh, this was great to receive. This is something I collected over several emails, because every time this person wrote me back, I kept saying, oh my gosh, you expressed that so beautifully. Can I share that as well? So I wanted you to hear about the howling and the cats in heat, and also the way that this particular person looks at it, about that deep level of relationship. There are a fair number of people out there who experience pegging this way, that it is quite a deep connection. And there are other people who don't experience it that way. I've told this story before, and I tell it every single time I teach a beginner's webinar. But I'll tell it again because I have new listeners, I'm sure. I wrote an article called Intimacy and Pegging, or Pegging and Intimacy. I can't remember which word I put first. And I will link that in the Linkorama for you. But basically, the reason I wrote it is because there's so many guys out there saying, hey, here's a virgin ass, come and fuck me, and putting ads up like that. And the thing is that the vast majority of time, it requires a deeper connection or a longer connection, or at least getting to know someone more. Because this is the switching roles thing, this whole pegging thing. So oftentimes there is some uncertainty, some awkwardness, some newness, and it is easier to navigate that with a partner that you are already intimate with. In fact, it can be very bonding, you know, the awkwardness of it and laughing and different things. And it can often lead to a deeper level of intimacy, because what you're doing is switching places and you're developing more of an understanding and developing more compassion for your partner's usual role, and that leads to a deeper intimacy. However, that is not always the way it works. Everybody's different here. And if there's one thing I've learned after being a sex educator for 10 years, it's that I need to hold space for everybody, and we're all different. And as long as it's safe, sane, and consensual, it's fine. So I wrote this article, I put it up on my blog, I put it up on FetLife, and I was getting a lot of people on FetLife going, yes, yes, it's best this way. And I kept saying, well, not for everybody, but yeah, I think that this applies to a lot of people. And then this really brave guy got on there and he said, you know, this might be what it's like for you guys, but that's not the way it is for me. I have a kink where I like to be used as a thing. And if there's any intimacy between who's fucking me and me, it just kind of ruins it for me because that's my kink. I want to be used like a thing for my partner's satisfaction. And I just kind of sat back and went, whoa, and it opened my eyes. He broke the ice. After that, a couple of other guys got on there and said, yeah, it's that way for me too. So yes, it's not this way for everybody, but for many people, that deep connectedness can be a prerequisite. And it can also be something that is a result of having explored pegging. So thank you for allowing me to use this and our conversations and the emails. I appreciate that permission. And guess what we have now? It's the perfect time for it. And it's the first one of the year. Oh my gosh. Pegging celebration time. And the subject line said, I had no idea how much I would absolutely love pegging my partner. Yay! I've been with my partner for almost 2 years, and over the course of our relationship, we've explored many fascinating and incredible aspects of our sexuality, both together and in my case, separately. We're long distance, and I have a sustainably higher sex drive than he does. Pre-COVID, I would have fun with partners outside of our relationship, and he just never felt the need to do likewise. Soon, hopefully, the distance dynamic of our relationship will come to an end. He does visit quite frequently, due to his mother being ill and me caretaking for her. Enough of the background info. Let me get to the crux of the reason I'm writing to you today. About 6 months ago, my partner began dropping hints about his interest in pegging. He showed me a video of a comedian talking about being pegged and was very interested in hearing about my adventures using a strap-on with a female partner in the past. In our Shibari book, he pointed out a rope strap-on harness and asked me what I thought about it. I told him I thought it was pretty hot, but the conversation didn't go farther than that. About 2 weeks ago or so, when he was visiting, we ended up on the conversation of pegging yet again, and he said something along the lines of, "If you pegged me, I'd definitely propose," in a joking, lighthearted way. I didn't peg him for a proposal. If it comes, it does. If not, I wasn't too impressed with marriage my first go-around. Anyway, I took that as definitive proof he actually did want to try pegging, and decided to surprise him with a harness and strap-on set for Christmas. At first, I bought a Doc Johnson Vaculox set with 3 silicone dildos, but then I started watching videos, reading articles, and listening to your podcasts. I ordered a vanity harness from Entice Me, also a DP harness for my enjoyment, and by that I think she means dual penetration, which would be the deuce from spare parts. Liquid lube and some Tantus dildos to use with him as well. He came back out on the 17th of this month, and I told him I had a special Christmas surprise for him. I thought my heart was going to beat out of my chest before I presented him with his gift. I don't think I had ever been that nervous to give a gift in my life. And I was very unsure, even after doing extensive research, how I would feel about doing the act. I was absolutely willing to do it for him and excited to have a new experience, but there were still doubts about how I would feel and react in the moment. When I finally presented him with his gift, he definitely noticed my nerves, and I told him if he didn't like it, I would have to, and this is another typo that I can't figure out, yeet, Y-E-E-T, I would have to yeet myself into the sun, and I was pretty nervous. I don't know what that was supposed to mean, but I just figured I would read it as is, but we get it, we're pretty nervous. When he opened it and saw what I had gotten him, he absolutely lit up and was very excited to give it a try. I had never done butt stuff on the giving end, so all of it was very new to me. Luckily, I was well armed with all of your fabulous information. I started out by having him lay on our wedge and spreading his legs. Then I sucked his cock until it was nice and hard and started to explore his asshole, first with my mouth and then my fingers, using plenty of lube, of course. It was such an amazing experience feeling him open up around my fingers and accepting penetration from me so easily. I stroked his P-spot using the come-hither motion I know my G-spot responds so well to. I was amazed at how easily I was able to slide two fingers into his asshole, and it was so incredible to see and feel his response to my touch. After he was sufficiently warmed up, and after I applied even more lube, I finally slid the dildo into his ass. We started small with a 5-inch and 1 1/4 diameter dildo, and I was unbelievably turned on by the act. I've been working out for 3 months now and have built up considerable core strength in that time, so thrusting was no issue at all for me. We used missionary, and having that incredible eye contact and access to his cock really made the experience that much more divine. When he came, there was so much quantity, and I could tell he really enjoyed himself. The act of fucking him gave me an astoundingly intense, energetic orgasm, even without any genital stimulation on my end. We ended up having a lot of sex over the 5 days he was out visiting, and I penetrated him 3 separate times. We even used the Tantus Pro Touch with the vibrations, and I was able to have him come in my mouth with my dildo in his ass. I'm not sure who ended up enjoying the experience more, me or him. I truly enjoyed every aspect of our encounter, and knowing I have a partner that is willing to put that much trust in me deepened our bond to an indescribable degree. He repeatedly told me how much he trusted me and how much he loved me fucking him. Even with all of the penetration we did, he experienced 0 soreness from the acts. As someone who's received anal and been hurt during the course of the activities, I knew what worked and what didn't. He told me I treated his asshole like it was my own, and he appreciated all of the care I took during our activities. Taking our time and really employing a lot of foreplay made all the difference in the world. I'm glad I made the substantial investment into this new area of our sex lives. I know we will be using the strap-on for years to come. Any lady that feels squeamish about trying pegging really should put their fears and insecurities aside and give it a go. Yes, there was some fecal matter, and we knew that was a risk with this kind of play. Use gloves and condoms on your toys if that is a concern for you. There really was only a small amount, even with no pre-prep work, and it was no big deal. I'm officially on my way to becoming a pegging aficionado, and I am so grateful for your podcast and your willingness to share your knowledge on this subject. Pegging is now one of my favorite sexual acts, and I'm so lucky to have a partner who warmed me up to the idea and the willingness to try new things, even if I felt unsure about them. And then, sorry this was so long, I can't wait to listen to your next podcast, and I hope you'll read this letter and play us that music. And I can't finish it without reading this part too. Signed, Satisfied in Kansas. Kansas, yay. Congratulations, you two. Goodness, that was a great story. And thank you for expressing so clearly and detailed about how you had some back off on this and your concerns and not really being sure and feeling nervous and all those things. I congratulate you not only for the act itself and playing the music and all that, but also I congratulate you for taking a deep breath and trying something new, trying it even though you felt nervous, trying it even though you really weren't sure how it was going to turn out. That always feels like a risk, and there are so many misconceptions and things connected with pegging that I think that risk feels a whole lot bigger when we're talking about pegging being the trying something new. So good for you that you conquered those and jumped in and tried it. And I also have to take note, and I'm kind of amazed. It's like, I've been working out for 3 months, and so I had core strength, and I'm wondering, Working out for 3 months just because you wanted to get fit, or working out with the intention specifically of developing core strength for pegging? I mean, was it that premeditated? I'm curious. That's totally awesome. So congratulations to both of you. I hope you eventually get to, I hope sooner actually, not just eventually, but sooner rather than later, that you guys are able to share the same living space and fully jump into being together full time. It sounds like that's where you're headed. And good job on the pegging. Thank you so much for the letter. Congratulations. Here's my next letter. The subject is making pegging more pleasurable for my wife. Ruby, I recently discovered your podcast and I'm hooked. I love your description of the man box and how it has affected our society. You pretty much summed up my journey as a man, and I've only begun to step outside of the box in the privacy of my marriage. My wife has been very supportive through it all, whether it be talking through feelings or exploring the wonderful act of pegging. We've been pegging for about 3 years now, but are still learning. I was hoping you might be able to share some tips or toy ideas to help make pegging more pleasurable for my wife. She does not get a lot of self-fulfillment out of being dominant or topping, so I thought a double-ended dildo or something like that could hold a vibrator could provide her extra stimulation while fucking me, making it more enjoyable for both of us. Yeah, I absolutely have a suggestion for you. I'm going to put a link in the Linkorama to the Strap-On Me Vibrating Double. So I've been talking about that kind of endlessly because it's my newest favorite toy. Yes, yes, yes. And I do believe, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it's a game changer in the territory of satisfaction for the giver. Now, that has some caveats, of course, because there are absolutely givers out there who really don't prefer vibrations. That is not their preferred way to get off. There are two areas generally of stimulation, internal clitoral and external clitoral. And I have changed my term to describe that from G-spot to internal clitoral because there is no spot. There is just internal clitoral and external clitoral. It's all part of the clitoris, which is a fantastic, much larger thing than most people understand. I'm going to put a link to a picture of it, and I'm going to put a link to an article talking about there is no spot. The only reason that it's harmful to think that there's a spot is because then everybody thinks that's where they have to do all of the stimulation, or that's where they have to receive all the stimulation, leading to misconceptions about how to stimulate internally and misconceptions and frustrations about why don't I respond to that particular very specific spot being stimulated? Clitorises and clitoris owners, I should say, vary. If something internally is not doing it for the person, then try something different. So I'm going to give you a link to an article that is debunking the myth of the G-spot. This does not mean that if you put fingers internally into a vagina and do that really specific come hither thing, that it's not going to give you a wonderful response. I respond that way. It's wonderful, but not all clitoris owners do. And this is really, really, really important to remember. So moving on away from the lecture time, I talk about that in many of my webinars as well. In fact, all three of them, I talk about that and I try and do a little clitoral schooling. And I know I've talked about it on the podcast before, so bless all you people that are patient enough to listen to it again. Moving back to giving your wife more fulfillment. If she is the type of person who gets off from internal or external or both vibrations, then that toy, the Strap-On Me Vibrating Double, is absolutely the best way to go. It not only has a vibrator inside and outside for her, but it has one in the end of the toy for you, which can or cannot be used. You can have any of those on or off. So if she likes vibrations, that's absolutely the toy. But in terms of if she wants something to like grind against, because recently in one of my letters that I received, somebody mentioned, yeah, you know, vibration is totally not what we both enjoy, meaning the giver and receiver. And so they had no interest in that toy because it was more of a manual thing. And for them, vibrations tend to sort of numb things out. So in that case, I'm also going to put a link to a couple of different things that you can put on the base of single flare base dildos that give you a surface to grind against. It's like a soft silicone nubbly surface, and one is more textured than the other, evidenced by the name of it. This is a new product too for Entice Me. It's made by the company Banana Pants, and the bumper is something that probably a number of you are familiar with if you've taken my webinar, BUMPHER, and it is a soft silicone, kind of like a cover or a sleeve, that goes over the base of the flare-based dildo and then provides a surface so that you as the giver can be fucking your partner and grinding against that nubbly soft silicone surface if that's how you like to get off, is grinding against something. The Shagger has little flaps and it's all very soft silicone, so don't think it's going to be like painful or anything, but that gives you even more tactile stimulation from the texture of it because it's like little flappy things. You'll see when you see the picture. I'll put the link to both of those items in the Linkorama. So if that is how your wife gets off, then perhaps that is something to try, is to put one of those over the end of the dildo. It really depends on how she gets off. If you want one more suggestion, there's also the WeVibe Moxie, which is a panty vibrator. Now, it's a whole lot more than just a panty vibrator. It, first of all, has a magnet that when you put it in your panties, you take the magnet and you match it up with the corresponding one that makes it go together on the outside, from the inside to the outside. Basically what that does, that magnet sort of situation, is to hold it in the right place in the panties. So you would have the panties on under the harness, okay? And I don't know what kind of harness you have or anything like that, but when you have that in there, it is then controllable by either the remote or a phone app. And if you are right there, the connectivity of the phone app is actually wonderful. It is also usable in the distance. In other words, at distance, like if you or guys are across town from each other and you're off having coffee somewhere, which will happen again someday when we're through this pandemic, your partner can turn it on and she will have that in her panties and it can vibrate. But in the context of pegging, one of the things that makes it a more satisfying toy for external clitoral stimulation is you are grinding against it as well. In other words, there is pressure against it because you are fucking your partner. So if you're out and about with the coffee scenario, it just sort of sits in there, and it has been reviewed as, well, it's not the most powerful vibrations, so perhaps it's not something to get off on. But if you put it behind the harness, it's much more effective because you're grinding against it. Because normally, when a clitoris owner uses a vibrator to get off, they put it on, you know, or near or around their clit and press on it. So when you have it in your panties and it's just kind of loose and held there, there's not that much of a being pressed against thing. When it's behind a harness, there absolutely is, and especially when you're fucking your partner. So that WeVibe Moxie is one more option. I'll put the link for that in the Linkorama. And I think I told you at least about, I suspect that you were one of the people that I went, oh, I gotta talk to this guy right away, and he might have to wait to hear it on the podcast, but I think I recommended the strap-on me to you, and you were like, yeah, let's do this. I can't recall. Nonetheless, if I haven't answered you, there is a response with, I'm sure, a number of further suggestions. But I did the further suggestions mostly because when other people are listening, there is no one magic formula for everybody. Where you have to start is, how does she get off? Does she like vibrations? Does she like them inside? Does she like them outside? And one last thing that I didn't mention, and since it's come to my mind, I'm going to mention it now. What about anal? You could also put a vibrating anal plug in as well. Does she enjoy anal? Does she like vibrations in her ass? Or maybe just something sitting in there? Because that is something that you can do as well. Put a butt plug in while she is fucking you. So there's lots of ideas there. Last but not least, in the Linkorama, I will put a link to the B-Vibe Triplet, which is a vibrating butt plug with three little vibes on it. And yeah, that's a good one. That's an absolutely good one. And I'm such a big voter for, or a big proponent of, enjoyer of, toys with remotes. It's so much nicer to have that remote and just grab it and press the button, as opposed to trying to get down to the toy, so to speak. Trying to reach that little button on the toy. Remotes fucking rock. So, would love to know how it turned out. So give us a holler back and let us know how things go for you. Good luck to you. Here is another letter, a very short one. The subject is anal every day. Hello, Ruby. I need to know your thoughts about having anal and or pegging regularly, or even every day. Are there any negatives to stimulating the anus often? Let me know. Thanks. No, there is not. You can absolutely do pegging every day. Think of it this way. You're taking a crap every day. Things are coming out of your ass every day, right? And I know that's not thrusting, but as long as you're following the safety rules and you're not using something too big, you're using lots of lube, and you don't do it for extended hours upon hours, which eventually could lead to sore sphincters just from the friction of the toy, even if you use a lot of lube. Sometimes that can be the case. But if you do sufficient warm-up and you are not experiencing any pain when you do it, there is no problem at all. Just make sure you're following the safety rules. If this is something you love and you want to do it every day, rock on. Absolutely. Okay, thanks for the letter. Here's another one. My long-distance partner found you on Reddit, and we recently took the beginner pegging webinar together. I walked away with a plethora of information that I cannot wait to put into practice when he and I are together again. Since the webinar, I've been immersing myself in your podcast, and I'm just about 10 episodes in. Admittedly, I'm working backwards, so maybe you've covered this, but maybe not. In several of your podcasts, you mentioned a few toys that can be used long distance. My partner and I are both new to pegging and BDSM dynamics, so we are learning together. We are always searching for ways that we can connect sexually, even when we are apart. We both feel a healthy sex life is important, even in a long-distance dynamic. I would love to hear a podcast about long-distance pegging ideas, especially how to cultivate this while we are apart. We communicate regularly and see each other on average every 6 weeks. We play on FaceTime and exchange photos, but I'm hoping to get some more ideas. Thank you for all the sex positivity you put out into the world. It's so refreshing to hear your perspective. Ah, you are so welcome. And I appreciate you suggesting this and writing this in. I recently, and probably as a product of COVID, was asked to do something about distance toys as well. And what started me off down this, I mean, there's been a lot of interest in distance toys along the road, but definitely more interest with COVID because here we are and so many of us can't be together. So although this is clearly not a podcast only about distance toys, I'm going to give you a few suggestions. So the first suggestion I have for you is the WeVibe Vector. I talked a little bit about that on a previous podcast. I can't remember which number it is, but I will put the link for it in the Linkorama because I have some personal experience with that one. And I did try it at distance. Any kind of toy that you connect up with at distance, as far as my personal opinion, I think the best choice for distance play apps is the Wii Connect. Now, it always is going to depend on your connectivity, how good your internet is, and historically and even now, these are somewhat buggy. What do I mean by somewhat buggy? Well, it just means that they're connected for a while and then they drop out and then you have to reconnect them and then you play for a while and then they drop out. So it is not a seamless type of play, but it's possible and you absolutely can get some play together. It would add a tremendous amount to like Zoom type of things and stuff like that. And the Vector is fantastic. It is a L-shaped type of device that has two vibes on it. One is inside for the prostate and the other is outside for the taint. So it kind of gives a double whammy to the prostate from the inside and the outside. And it is totally controllable at distance by your phone. So that is something to consider. I will put the link for that in the Linkorama. And let's see, I also wrote an article about a way to do chastity play at distance that is safe because they did have a chastity device that was lockable and unlockable at distance, but then it had bugs in it and people could break into it, hack into it, and lock it up forever. And I wrote several articles about that. So the solution I discovered is to use whatever chastity device you have that you already use and you like and is comfortable. And then the key is what you would store in the Igloo Home key storage device. And I'll put a link for that too. I wrote a review on that as well. I think it's a brilliant solution, but this would only be if you're interested in some kind of chastity play. I think chastity play can be really fun for short periods of time, and it can lend a great dynamic. In other words, you could get on a Zoom call and you could tell your partner, okay, unlock yourself and take yourself out and stroke yourself, but then you don't let them come. And you make them put their cage back on and lock it up while you're watching and put the key away and lock it up. So there's a lot of potential there for the fun, dominant-submissive dynamics with that sort of play as well. And what else at distance? Well, it's not a pegging type of thing, but I did mention the WeVibe Moxie, which is controlled at distance as well. And that is a panty vibrator, but of course that is in a different direction. What else? Well, there's always the, get on Zoom and order your partner to fuck themselves. Put a suction cup dildo on a wooden chair or a smooth surface chair and have the camera that you're doing your Zoom call with directed there and direct them to fuck themselves and tell them when they can start and when they can stop and when they can touch their cock and when they can't. Lots of different ways to play. Indeed. And of course, you need some privacy for this on both ends of your connection. You mentioned BDSM in your letter, but at the same time, you didn't say anything about that you were the dominant one. That's often the direction that it goes in pegging couples, but absolutely not always. And then there's always the possibility of being switched, that you like to be submissive and dominant. So you could pretty much take any toy you want and use it at distance and be on a call where you can see each other, because, I've been saying Zoom this whole time. Heaven forbid you think that I should suggest that you are actually supposed to go on Zoom and do sexy things, because I'm pretty sure that is against their terms of use. So let's just forget I said the word Zoom. However, you can take any toy you want and play with it with each other. Perhaps if you're switches, you can give each other turns, basically controlling the other person. Or maybe you could switch back and forth during the same call. You mentioned, at distance pegging idea. See, that's difficult because pegging, pretty much takes both people. But in terms of just like anal play and that sort of thing, absolutely you could do that with just about any toy on a call like that. But those are at least some options for you. And there's going to be lots of links in Linkorama for you to check those out. So not a whole podcast on distance type stuff, but just a few ideas for you. Thank you for asking. Here is another letter. Cleaning before pegging. I was told at the sex shop not to use a syringe in the rectum, but you say that it's all right doing so, and I won't have to wait 2 to 3 hours before having sex. Is this right or am I wrong? I'm a bit confused now. Thank you for your time, and this is from Fred. So Fred, here's the deal. There is a thing called a rectal bulb syringe, and this is specifically designed to clean out your rectal canal. And the thing about a rectal bulb syringe is that it is basically a smaller quantity of water than an enema would be. You can get these for like $5 at a drugstore. But the very, very best one is made by ErgoFlow. It's the ErgoFlow Pro Director. And the reason it's a good one is because it's all silicone, so it's sanitizable. It has a large opening, so it's easier to fill up with water. The stem that is going to connect with the bulb is threaded, so there's no danger of it coming off, getting lost in your ass, anything like that. And it's long and soft silicone on the end so that it's easier to reach your ass and it feels better going in. Plus, there's a check valve on the bulb thing itself, so when you squeeze it and push the water in, if you let go of that a little bit, it helps prevent any dirty water from being sucked back into the bulb. So That is like the top of the line rectal bulb syringe, highly, highly recommended. So there are two ways in general to clean out before pegging. One would be just to rinse out your rectal canal, and that's what the rectal bulb syringe is for. I don't know who told you at the sex shop that you're not supposed to use these things, but they're completely and totally wrong. They may have thought you were thinking about a regular syringe, like a medical syringe. I have no idea. But yes, those are totally safe to use, totally fine. I do recommend the nice one because it is safer to use than the other one. The other one has a hard plastic tip, and you just kind of push it in the bulb. Plus, it's got a really small opening to fill it up with water. So yes, that's the deal. Now, your reference to having to wait a long time, like 2 to 3 hours before having sex, has to do with having an enema. There are totally valid reasons for having an enema before doing pegging. One can be if you are a receiver that simply can't relax unless you are spotlessly clean, or hopefully spotlessly clean. Totally fine, valid to do an enema. If you have a partner that you really, 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 really want to be clean for because they're particular, valid as well. Maybe both of you feel that way. That's awesome. Or there's also erotic enema play. Awesome, awesome. The point here is this. When you put a larger quantity of water up into your colon, there's lots of folds and turns and things. And so when you have that first evacuation, letting all the water back out again, then you don't get all of it. Some of that water gets caught in the folds and things, and you need to move around. As you get up and walk around, you can have a secondary and sometimes even a third evacuation of little bits of water. So it's really important to do this enema 2 hours ahead of time because you don't want those secondary or third evacuations of water to come out while you're doing sexy times. That would be the whole purpose for waiting the 2 hours. So the rectal bulb syringe idea is for anybody who does regular pegging that doesn't involve longer toys. There's no physical necessity for cleaning up further into the colon unless you really, really want to, or unless you use big long toys, right? Most of pegging with toys that are up to about 7 inches are only going to be playing in the area of the rectal canal. You don't go any further than that. And at the end of the rectal canal, as they right-hand turn, there is kind of a sphincter there that opens up every once in a while and lets fecal matter into the rectal canal, and your body goes, hey, I have to take a shit, and then you go. So normally, fecal matter does not sit in the rectal canal. Sometimes little bits of it can be left in there, which is why you do the rinsing out with the rectal bulb syringe. So that's your basic on cleaning out. I am also going to put a link to a fantastic website, WordPress blog, and it's graphic novel sort of drawing type stuff, how to clean out your ass. And it's done far better than I need to go into detail. It's basically, this is where I send everybody because it's done so, so well. Literally, it has been translated into, I think the latest count is 11 different languages. So I'm going to send you there to answer all of your questions about cleaning out. And yes, you can use a rectal bulb syringe in your ass. Now, the only other instance I can think of that you might be talking about is the syringe that is like shaped sort of like a syringe to put lube in there. So these are called either lube applicators or lube launchers, okay, lube shooters sometimes. And this is with the idea, and they look like syringes, but you fill them up with lube and you stick it in your ass and you put it in there so that you have lube in your ass as well as on the toy. Sometimes that is very, very helpful, especially helpful when you have bigger and longer toys. So I will put a link to those well. BVI puts out some lovely lube applicators that are reusable with any of your favorite lubes. Please, if you're thinking about using lube applicators, lube shooters, I think is what they're most often called, do not buy the pre-filled ones. They have fucking crappy lube in them. Just get one that you can use over and over again and sanitize, because that way you can use the good lube as opposed to making a sacrifice on the quality of the lube just so you can get it in there. Okay, so that should answer your question, Fred. Thank you so much for that question. Okay, peggingparadise.com is where you can find my blog, podcast, and my erotica. Pegging 101 offers informational articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through any of your favorite podcast downloader apps. You can also stream it directly from my website. The follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, FetLife, MeWe, Reddit, and Please Me. When you order exciting new toys from Entice Me, please do remember to use the coupon code RIDER for free shipping. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too awkward, too ambitious, or too asthmatic. It's been a lot of years I've been doing this alliteration thing, man. I'm reaching, but you know, I'm just going to go with it. My listeners are going to learn along with you, so please do not hesitate. Throw those questions in my mailbox or record your question on the voice app of your phone and send it to me. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging and no shame.